This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. We appreciate you being with us. This is what we call the Educated Investor segment. We do this each week with our good friend David Cishon with the Householder Group. They're a state and retirement specialist. You can check out their website, CishonFinancialServices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Cishon. David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Thank you very much for having us.
Hey, you know what? It was good to see you this morning. I had to drop by there and see you. I hadn't seen you in a while with all this going on, but great to see you and Stephanie there. And, appreciate you doing this with us each week to help us out here with our financial planning a little bit. You know, and we were talking this morning here. You know, there's the five areas that you've always stressed of financial planning. And, you know, a couple of those I want to pick out today that you were telling me are just vastly important, the income planning and the protection planning. And right now that protection planning, everybody's kind of in that defensive mode, right?
Well, you know, they're concerned. We've got a lot going on in our world, from healthcare concerns to the economy, to the stock market, to the bond market. And, of course, critical to people is making sure that they have the money coming in to weather these kinds of storms. And, you know, we always look at, there's probably about six risks that are very important for today's seniors. Of course, we talked about investment risk, which is what's going on in the market, inflation, that silent embezzler that kind of is in our pocketbook as time goes on, tax risk, the government sticking in a lot of money into our economy now, and someone's going to have to pay it off sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the money to take out of our assets, the income that we have either by pensions, which I call a paycheck, or other monies that are coming in to cover our expenses that aren't so critical. But again, income is a key thing, and we get calls, and as this market progressed the last month or two, a lot of our clients are calling in just to double-check, making sure they have the kind of cash flow that they really need to weather this storm. We don't want to run into this kind of just-in-case retirement. Most of our clients want to make sure that that income is there, whether it's Social Security or a pension or some form of an annuity income, you know, because clients, as this market gets more volatile and the fact that we don't have this virus addressed, clients are getting more worried, really, that their account balances will fall to zero before their blood pressure does.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's a natural thing for them to address, and that's what we stress is making sure you have enough income coming in on some guaranteed basis that covers that portion of your monthly expenses that you want. And again, that's the main concern, because without cash flow, your retirement is not going to be worth anything.
Yes, sir.
And We've got to have enough monies coming in to cover our paychecks and our playchecks to do what we want. The better way to do it is to make sure that that's in place before there's panic. And we see a lot of people panicking because people have hesitated in this market. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. And the rest is merely tenacity. And I think somebody by the name of Earhart said that long, long time ago. And it's true. People are frozen sometimes in fear if they haven't done anything. And now we're in this problem area. And they don't know what to do. And they can't make a decision to do anything. And it's unfortunate. They're frozen in time. And fortunately, most of our clients aren't in that kind of a position at all.
Sure.
It makes this trip that we're going through a lot easier.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is the Educated Investor segment with David C. Sean. They're with the Householder Group. Their number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. So, David, it really comes, and we were talking, you know, you were mentioning, you know, in the last few dips we've had in the last few years, you know, it took 8 years, 10 years sometimes for this stuff to come back. And I think that's where the big fear is, because those that are maybe in that, you know, 70-plus range or 80-plus range, they're like, I don't have 10 years, you know, so...
Right.
That's where the real panic and fear is really setting in.
Well, and that's true, because we've had the average American, or the average person, not just American, forgets history every 3.3 years. But in 2002, the markets were down about 35%. The stock market. It took 7.5 years to come back to break even if you stayed in and kept invested. And then in 2008, it fell down even worse. Took 5 years to come back and just to get even. So that's 12.5 years just to get even on your money, assuming that you had enough cash flow to get through it. And that's what people don't want to go through again. And it was very scary in February, March, when the markets went down 30%+, because if it goes down 30, we need 43% return to get back even. And the only reason that we've had a return as rapidly as we've had the last month or so is because of all the money the government has poured into this system. But again, most people aren't so concerned as it comes back, the markets come back quicker. They're concerned that they don't lose any of their income.
Right.
You know, and that is so critical for people in retirement, and that's one of the reasons why people in retirement, when they have a bankruptcy, somewhere around 75% or 80%, is because they don't have the income to cover their expenses, and a lot of those expenses, unfortunately, are healthcare expenses, as we're seeing right now. You know, we have 3% of the nation, of the world's population, we have over a third of the deaths because of this virus.
Yes, sir. So when you sit down with people and you try to figure out ways, and I guess what I'm trying to say, people should sit down with you before they try to do some things on their own, because they may do some things that may cost them more in taxes and different things like that. So it's always best to sit down with a professional like yourself to try to figure out maybe where to build some cash or where to pull out some cash, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the key to is understanding the five areas of financial planning for each person. You know, estate planning, how is your assets going to be transferred if something happens to you? Protection plan, how do you protect the assets if you have a health problem or if you have a investment problem? Income planning, making sure you've got that income. Tax planning. You know, we're going to pay increasingly more taxes as time goes on because of all the money the government's putting in. And now we have investment planning. So those five areas are critical. And people shouldn't be making decisions in any one of those areas without seeing how it affects the other four.
Mm-hmm.
And that's critical. And that's why a second opinion is so good. And when we sit with people, we gather this information. They may only be interested in one or two areas of financial planning, but we have to look at all five. And then we produce a report. It doesn't cost the client or the prospect any money, but it shows how we work, and it shows that I understand what they told me in that meeting before I can make any kinds of suggestions, or, as it turns out, before people do something in an isolated basis. That's how most people do it. Someone calls them up and says, you should do this, and without seeing how it affects their taxes or income or estate, they just do it, and they get into trouble.
Yeah, because they may have a friend that, you know, they're close with, and the guy goes, oh, I did this with my plan, you should do this. And it might have worked well for that guy, but every one of these is very individual.
Yeah, and it all depends on the objectives, and all of us have a little different objectives in these five areas of financial planning. So, and again, most people haven't, once they get to a certain level or closing in on retirement, most people don't need major reconstructive surgery. They just need a tweak here or there, or repositioning something here, or putting in a proper clause in their will or their trust. I mean, those are not major things to do, but they could cause major problems if you don't address them.
Yes, sir. You know, it looks like we're seeing things now about coin shortages and all this. I mean, do you really think we're going to move to some kind of cashless society?
Yeah, I think ultimately people want this thing for some reason. I think they're going to push for this cashless stuff eventually. And there's all sorts of rumors, and there's actually stories being written in various publications about a lot of companies getting this this currency through the internet,
right?
Where you have this, nothing backs it.
Bitcoin thing?
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
Oh, okay.
That whole currency, cloud currency, as I call it, that's out there, and a lot of companies are preparing for it. Now, I don't know when or if they'll either put it in effect, because part of the concern is just the ability to be able to access your money and no one else.
Right.
And there's some security questions of magnitude there, but people want more efficient, quicker, better, bigger, and that's why a lot of these companies are working on that. And I would imagine you'll see some of that stuff. They said today, if you heard the news, that these large supermarkets aren't going to give you coins back.
Right.
You can apply it to your next bill somehow, or you can round it up and donate it. I mean, this is crazy for me to hear this.
I know. It really is. And, you know, we were talking this morning when I dropped by to see you there. It is hard to believe where we are today from just the first couple of months of this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't take much to disrupt the strongest financial country, arguably the smartest, intelligent country in the world. Doesn't take much to disrupt it.
Yes, sir.
And we saw this virus, and it's like some of the concerns that my clients expressed to me. One of the concerns that several of them have is the grid system here in the U.S. Grid system is so vulnerable that it could wipe us out if they destroy one of the grid's locations. It could wipe us out for 3 to 6 months for getting electric power.
Sure.
And again, there's a lot of stuff out there that people should be aware of, and some of the stuff you can't do. But certainly those things that you can control, you should do.
Yes, sir. I tell you, give David a call. That's what you need to do, and that's what you've got control over right now. Pick up the phone, call, get an appointment with him. Maybe it's a second opinion. Maybe it's your first time to sit down with a financial planner. But give David a call, 720-482-1917. Let him know you heard about him here on The Educated Investor, and I promise you he'll take great care of you. So, David, as always, we appreciate your time, sir, and we'll look forward to our visit next week.
Thank you very much. Stay healthy.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. CichonFinancialServices.com is the website. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Kurt Rogers with us, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you each week by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Steve at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Kurt Rogers, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine.
How's the mortgage world?
Mortgage world is busy. All aspects of it.
I bet. Well, the aspect we're going to talk about, as we always do, is reverse mortgages. And, you know, Kurt, we say this all the time, and I know Steve, when I've talked with him, he says the same thing. This loan isn't for everyone. But I tell you, for a lot of people, this can provide some great income, some great peace of mind, some money to do some things with that normally they wouldn't have been able to do. And, I mean, it can be a great thing for a lot of people.
It is. It's actually very good. A lot of people have the wrong concept and myths and beliefs about how it works. But a reverse mortgage, like you said, it's not for everybody, but it is for a lot of people to do just that, is to take the financial burden out of their life. You know, in the last, we're up in those ages. Mm-hmm. In the last years, we're always struggling and kicking a can down the road. Do I have enough money to get here? The reverse mortgage is a tool that can be used. It's not the only one, but it's a tool that can be used to help keep your finances active as you grow older.
Right. And we've done a lot of shows together. I did not know the topic we're going to talk about today, that there is such a thing as a jumbo reverse loan.
Yeah, they used to, and it's just recently come out, but because of home values and where they're going and what's happening, not just in Colorado, but across the country, the jumbo reverse had to come out because they had capped it down around the $600,000. Now they've raised it a little bit. But a reverse mortgage is a loan that's created to help more seniors find a way to convert the home equity and access cash to supplement their income. It has a new higher loan limit. The standard reverse mortgage will only go to 762, 5.25. But a jumbo reverse will go to $4 million, not appraised value, loan amount.
Wow.
So, and you'd be surprised how many people that can really use a jumbo reverse mm-hmm. to save them to keep their cash. A jumbo reverse is the same as a normal reverse mortgage. And the technical term for a reverse mortgage is called HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It is not insured. A jumbo reverse is not insured by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, but it is what they call a non-recourse loan. It is the same as a standard reverse. What that means is that neither you nor your heirs will ever owe more than the loan balance or the value of the property at maturity, whichever is less. And your heir is not obligated to use the assets other than the home to repay the debt. That means your heirs, through your estate, whether it's a $2 million reverse, they're not responsible for that. If the value has decreased, they're not responsible for that. It's just yours. It's the same as what it would be on a standard reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that works in a jumbo reverse is pretty much the same that works in a standard reverse. There's two determining factors. It's the value of the home with your age. At a certain age, if the home, let's say, is worth $1 million, there's a percentage you get at 62, a higher percentage at 65 or 70 or at 75 or 80. And we used to stop at 80, but now we're going up to 95. Because what was there? A guy the other day lived 104.
Mm-hmm.
He was at 104 and he was walking.
Right.
I mean, he made the comment on the news. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, "You guys threw a party for me? Just me?" He's 105. So we're living longer.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, when we're talking about qualifications, is this a little tougher to get, or as long as you hit the normal qualifications for reverse mortgage, you're covered?
you're pretty much covered under the normal qualifications for a reverse. It's not about income coming in. All reverse mortgages, as with all mortgages, there's a financial assessment that is required to ensure that a reverse mortgage can be sustainable, that it's got a long-term solution for the borrowers, and how it benefits it. Whether it's a jumbo reverse or a standard reverse, you must go to counseling. And the purpose of the counseling is for the independent third party to ensure that the borrower understands the financial implications and associated with the reverse, and the counselors ensure that they were given the correct information. One of the nice things about having counselors, and they're third-party counselors, those are not your local counselors that you can go to like a local counseling agency. They can't do reverse mortgage counseling. Mm-hmm. There are specific reverse mortgage counselors that are identified by the lenders. But the purpose of them is to make sure that whatever the broker tells you or the person that's walking you through the reverse is not giving you false information.
Right.
Because if so, they want to know about it. They don't, and that can happen in any industry.
Sure.
So they make you go to these specified FHA counselors for reverse mortgages.
Right. And just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, because you know what? I mean, I've been in meetings, heard something, misunderstood it. You've been in meetings, misunderstood it. And so this is just a safe place where people go. They're not trying to sell them something. They're just trying to make sure they understood what they understood.
Yeah, it's kind of a checks and balance system, and it's one of those ones that I really like because if you're trying to be deceptive, you're going to get caught.
Right.
The counselor's job is to make sure you're aware of the information and that you're not being misled. A reverse mortgage, like we've talked about, can be very beneficial, but you may go into it with the wrong thought. Understand, when you have an obligation on a reverse, and you basically have no mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you don't have payments. Too many people will try to advertise, say, well, have no more mortgage payment, but they don't finish the sentence. And the sentence is you still have to pay your taxes, property taxes.
Right.
You still have to pay your homeowner's insurance. If there's an HOA, you have to pay the HOA. Whether it's a standard, a reverse, or a jumbo, you still have to do those. You still have to keep the house up. And in order to qualify for it to be a reverse, it must be your primary residence. And what that means is you have to live in the property for 6 years, or six, not 6 years, sorry, 6 months and a day.
Okay.
If you're in it 6 months and a day, it then becomes primary. You can have a second home somewhere else, but this is your primary, and you can put the reverse on that. Again, whether it's standard or jumbo.
Right. You're listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you'd like to talk with Steve, get some more information about this, see if you qualify, give him a call, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Now, what are some of the ways a jumbo reverse mortgage can work for your customers?
It can work in a lot of the same aspects as that it can work for as a standard reverse. It's just that you might be needing more. For example, you can pay off you're going to pay off your existing mortgage, and then you're going to turn around, and in some cases you can pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at freeing up cash, that's one of the ways you can do that, because with a reverse mortgage, you can pay off your debt. You can do home improvements. That doesn't limit you on a standard reverse. It doesn't limit you on a jumbo reverse. If you want to improve the house, you want to finish a basement, you want to add a room, you can pull out the cash to do the home improvement, which increases your value, so the money comes back. Or maybe you need to make changes to the house to make them more accommodating for medical facilities.
Sure.
You know, maybe you need to put a bathroom in downstairs because you're going to stay on the main level instead of a two-story. If you're doing a jumbo reverse, sometimes instead of taking money from somewhere else, you can take the money out to go traveling. You know, you decide, say, okay, I want to pull out $30,000, $40,000, and I want to take a trip to Europe. You can do that through the reverse mortgage.
Hmm.
And then the other one is kind of a safety net. A reverse mortgage kind of prevents you from, if your money's tied up in other areas and the market crashes and the finances get tough, by having the reverse, you have no payment, so you're able to sustain yourself and continue to stay in the home without having to tap some of your other money that maybe you might be losing some money.
Sure.
So it gives you a lot of options there. Number two, a lot of folks that have a reverse even on a standard, what they're doing is they're using that money instead of their retirement money. So they're keeping their finances, their retirement finances, to bay at the other side. And by having no mortgage payment, you still have taxes and insurance, you don't have to access your retirement money because you now, if you have let's say you have a jumbo loan, and you're doing $800,000 to $1 million, well, that payment's pretty stout. That's probably close to $4,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, that payment can go away. So it frees up that ability to not have to touch your other finances. And by accessing the equity in your home, it allows you to handle unplanned emergencies. I call them speed bumps of life. They're going to come up. Sometimes they're financial surprises. Sometimes they're medical surprises. Other things are you can handle health care expenses. And that's, you know, we're going to have, with what's going on, there's going to be expenses for health care that are coming up, and a reverse mortgage gives you the freedom to have that, again, without touching other money.
Right. And when one of those health things happen, it is not going to be cheap.
It's not inexpensive.
I mean.
We all know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive, and this allows you to defer taking the money out of your retirement. You know, and I mentioned it earlier, as we grow older, we want to make sure we don't outlive our money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you spend all your life building the equity in your home, it's kind of like a retirement plan. The reverse mortgage, especially in a jumbo, allows you the accessibility to that funds so you make sure you don't have to change your lifestyle, or you can handle those emergencies, or you can take the size. In some cases, people will maybe take that money out and they'll right size.
Right.
They'll take the money out and they'll go buy the right home. Maybe it's a ranch. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 bedroom instead of a 5 bedroom. Maybe it's 2,500 square feet instead of 5,000. Some people will go out and buy that second home, and they don't have to pay for it. They've mm-hmm. paid cash. They no longer have a payment on their house, and now they owe their second home for cash, and it gives them a lot more freedoms to do a lot more things. If you need to do the modifications, like I said, or you need money for a caregiver, a reverse mortgage is a great way to do that. Instead of maybe going to a home, you could stay in the house you're at and you have a caregiver come in.
Hmm.
So the reverse mortgage gives you the money to take care of the caregiver, because living in a nursing home can get extremely expensive. And like I said before, you protect your investments from a downturn. The last thing about a reverse mortgage, whether it's standard, there are some great tax benefits to it. You need to talk to your financial planner or your CPA.
Okay. And, you know, it does seem like 10 years ago or so, it seemed like a lot of financial planners weren't on board with this, you know.
They weren't.
You know, they were just, and I think, misinformed and not really understanding it. And if they didn't understand it, the best thing to say is it's not good for you.
Well, FINRA,
now that they're understanding it.
FINRA actually would not, they condoned a financial planner from talking about reverse mortgages. And in about 2-3 years ago, when they reanalyzed and see how they were set up with the counseling and the way they protect the consumer, they now say that they can become a great asset and a tool mm-hmm. for the financial planning of a senior as they grow older.
Right.
So they've actually reversed courses. You are correct there.
Great. And last thing here real quick, protection from investment downturns, I should say. It helps to minimize the risk for your investment portfolio. Last thing, Kurt, reduce your tax burden.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because you're pulling the money out, it's tax-free. It's your money.
Sure.
You've already paid on it. Instead of taking money out of retirement plans, now you're going to pay taxes on them anyhow. But there's different retirement programs you can go to if something happens and eliminate some of those taxes. But you talk to your CPA or financial planner, but it can save you a lot of money in taxes.
Right. You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Steve a call today, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. Thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs.
Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We thank you for being with us. Our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Shane Stedman himself joins us today. Normally, we have a member of his team or Dr. Stedman. So, Dr. Stedman, it's great to have you on today, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm 4 weeks out from my knee surgery, and it is doing okay. It is sore, though. Man, that's a little bigger deal than I had in mind.
They usually are. I think almost most patients, it's funny watching patients over the years. I think they go into knee surgery and things like that thinking, like, oh, I should be up and running pretty soon. But I would say, not to be too discouraging, but start to finish, when you kind of stop thinking about it, it always seems like it's about a year.
Yeah.
But you're up and going like way before that, you know, and doing all this stuff. But it's like you kind of get through that year of like, I don't know, just like rehab and PT and
stuff. I know. And those people are very mean. They like to inflict pain. Well, I tell you, it is great to have you on today. And again, so much to talk about. But I can't really think, besides the COVID-19 topic, I mean, I think what we're going to talk about today is the thing that people are most in conversation about, and that is their immune system and how to build it up. And I've talked to some people, and matter of fact, I told a guy today I was going to have you on and talk about that. And he goes, you know what? He goes, man, I'm not trying to be stupid. He goes, but what is our immune system? Is it a part in our body? Is it several parts? What even makes up your immune system? So let's just start there.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, sir, your immune system, it's definitely made up of different parts of the body. You know, you have things called like the thymus gland that produces what they call T cells. Kind of makes sense, right? Comes from the thymus, starts with a T. And then you have your bone marrow, starts with a B, and they make B cells. You know, so that's kind of like the two main manufacturing areas of T cells and B cells. And those are pretty, the majority or the big, the big 10,000 foot view of what your immune system is kind of those two organ systems. And then what's really cool is that your T cells are kind of like your first responders, if you think about it in a way. So, you know, if you cut your finger or you get a splinter, you know, your T cells, they jump in and they're like, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, they try to kill the bacteria and they try to clean up the mess. And so within those T cells, you have things called like natural killer cells and you have cytotoxic T cells. And I know it's kind of geeky, but it's kind of cool. Some people don't know, but those cells are kind of like your little soldiers. You know, they go around and they kill things and they make sure that everything is good to go. So even like when you catch a cold, what tends to happen is there's actually a normal kind of lifespan of a cold, which is about 3 to 5 days. And so what happens is, and most people will know that their lymph nodes become swollen. Well, your lymph nodes are another part of your immune system. And what happens is when those lymph nodes go swollen, your body is actually like cycling through all the blood and it's looking for the proper T cell. So each T cell kind of has like their own like little mechanism on what they do in the body. And so it's almost like a lock and key. So that's why if you notice before you get sick, your lymph nodes are a little bit swollen because your body's trying to figure out, okay, who's the right lock and key, who's the right T cell because we need to get the right soldiers to kill this specific bug. And so you'll feel that your lymph nodes are swollen for, you know, usually a day or two. And then once they find the locking key, then all of a sudden your body says, okay, it's almost like, you know, you got the sniffing dog, right? It's like, okay, go get them. All these guys in the body, go fight all of them. And so then the natural killer cells and all the soldiers, they go out and they find all the bugs in your body that shouldn't be there, and they kill them off. And that takes them about another, you know, about 3 days or so. And so that's usually when you feel kind of crummy and like somebody just like ran over you with a truck and you just want to lay in bed and you got a fever and, you know, your body's pretty much like, you know, put on all out war. And so you're like laying in bed going, oh, this is horrible. And then after you're done, and then your body tries to take over. Right. Or it tries to clean up the mess. And so then you have these B cells, and they're kind of like the memory cells. So they're kind of like the bouncer at a bar. You know, like the first time you get in, they kick you out. And then after that, they know who you are. And so that's your B cells. And so the next time you get a cold, it doesn't have to go through that whole process of lock and key and all those crazy things that it had to do the first time. It goes, hey, we remember this person. So then it can activate all the soldiers and kill it much, much, much faster. And so that's probably the simplest little geeky scientific form of immunology I can give you.
Right. So are just some folks born with a weak immune system, or is everybody's used the same at birth, and it just depends on how we treat it and how we take care of our immune system?
You know, there's definitely some people that would be born with a compromised immune system. And there's a lot of thoughts and theories and science on that one, you know, ranging from like mom's health to stressors to environment, you know, things like that. That's an interesting topic altogether. I think for the most part, I would say that a lot of us are born with, you know, a pretty decent immune system. So you actually have to build up your immune system when you're born. And so actually having a kid get exposed to different things can be a really good thing. Mm-hmm. And so then actually nursing is a really, really, really important piece when it comes to the immune system as well. But they actually talk about even like, you know, at some point, if kids are exposed to all these different types of foods and they're playing in the dirt and, you know, being kids, that you actually build up that T cell response. And so you have this really strong immune system, you know, versus some kids who may not be exposed. There's some talks that they may not have a stronger. So I think what you find and what you're suggesting in the option number two is that I think a lot of us, how we take care of our immune system, what we do, you know, I think plays a huge role moving forward on what we get exposed to and how we're able to overcome things.
Right. And you just, you know, in these last several months especially, you look at people that have had lack of sleep and all the stress. I mean, that is probably two of the biggest double whammies, we'll call it, to our immune system, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why this is a great topic, because I think helping people understand, like, what does your immune system do and how do we take care of it is important, because there's definitely fear, you know, and a lot of us are worried and anxious, and we know loved ones who have not, you know, done well through this. And so I think it's good to say, okay, here's your immune system and how do we keep it healthy? And you're right, stress and sleep are one of the biggest things. And that makes me sad, because I think all of us went through a lot of stress, you know, which is counterintuitive and counterproductive to what we need to accomplish. So, I mean, in this weird way, it's like, man, if you could like not have stress and not be anxious and go for walks and meditate and go fishing and, you know, all these things, that would have been the best thing to do. But everybody's probably listening to the radio like, you're crazy.
Right.
Like you don't understand what happened to me. It's like,
right.
It's so counterintuitive to what we probably should have done. But that's stress. I mean, that's stress no matter if it's during a time of COVID or if you had a loved one pass away or if you're in a car accident or, you know, any other part of our life. Like, it's so hard to sit there and go, the best thing I should do at the exact moment is keep my immune system healthy by not being stressed, but I can't help it. I'm stressed.
Yep, absolutely. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. And if you've got questions, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600 for Dr. Steadman as well. So supplements, that's something that we all seem to think, oh, boy, you got to take this. And somebody asked me before I came on air here, they said, hey, ask him, when we take supplements, are you just supposed to get up in the morning and take all your supplements at, you know, 7 a.m. for the whole day? Or are there some things with maybe zinc or something like that that you should take later in the day? So is there any timing on just when to take supplements?
You know, definitely when you look at overall supplements, there's certain things that timing is important. There's certain things that are before meals. There's certain supplements that are between meals, certain ones that you take in the morning, certain ones you take in the evening. So absolutely. I think when it comes to supplements that support your immune system, you know, I think kind of what I subscribe to, what I've been telling patients is to either do them all in the morning or to split them up in the morning and the evening. Because I think you kind of get like a dosage in the morning and a dosage in the evening that kind of keeps your immune system supported. What I found, you know, doing this, you know, for 17 years is that sometimes if you ask people to do things in the afternoon, it usually doesn't work so well because you got work and kids and sports and shopping and this and that. And, you know, so that almost everybody goes, oh, I forgot my afternoon supplements. And so, you know, if it's much easier for people to do them in the morning, we can do them, you know. So it's a yes and no depending on what you're trying to accomplish. But I think when it comes to the immune system right now, it's probably good to do like in the morning and then again in the evening. So you're kind of getting like two dosages throughout the day to keep your immune system, you know, strong, especially if you had a lot of stress that day. Mm-hmm. It's probably good to reduce the inflammation that's, you know, surrounding the stress that you might have had that day.
Sure. And the big thing, like everything medical, you just don't want to ignore it and just keep thinking, well, this is just who I am and this is just the way I feel every day. You don't ignore it, because when I just did a little research, just talking about all the different medical conditions that you can get into, you know, with diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. I mean, you want to get a handle on your immune system is what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. You know, autoimmunities, oh my gosh, autoimmune conditions account for most of the millions of people in this country. You know, and if you look at like Hashimoto's, which we talked about on the show, that's an autoimmune thyroid. That's 24 million people. You know, you look at diabetes, and that's like, I think, close to like 80 million people. You know, it's like you're talking, when you get into the term autoimmune disease and autoimmune conditions, it is millions upon millions of people. You know, so yeah, keeping your immune system healthy is incredibly important, because an autoimmune condition, if you make it really simple for people who are listening, is basically your immune system lost the concept of who is friend and who is foe. You know, because all day long, your immune system's going to be like, okay, this person's good, this person's not. Myself is good, everybody attacking me is not. But when you get into this autoimmune condition, you've lost that delineation. So now you're attacking yourself and attacking your own tissues. And that's really kind of where your immune system is, where it gets so hyper-responsive that it just starts beating up on everybody. And that's another reason why we got to take care of our immune system.
Sure. So would it be a good idea just for those listening, just say, hey, you know what? Really, no matter how you're feeling, it's always good to, you know, get some blood work done and all that. Is that usually your first step in just checking out someone's immune system, is just doing a good blood panel?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people should always get good blood panels, because one of the things that you can run is called a CBC, or a complete blood chemistry. And usually there's another term called with differentials. Now, a lot of people don't know that, but the with differentials, what they do is they basically take your immune system and they break it down. So another way of kind of explaining the immune system, and I like giving different examples because I'm sure some people may have caught what I said earlier and some people might catch what I'm going to say,
okay,
you know, as far as the immune system. But when you run blood work and you're running a CBC, it's kind of like looking at all the branches of the military. So if you run your white blood cells and they look, you know, high, you're like, okay, well, they're high. So that's like telling me, okay, the military is like, you know, really activated. And you're like, great. Okay, well, what branch of the military is activated? And that's where the differentials come into play. So you have certain immune cells that go after viruses, certain immune cells that go after bacteria, some of them go after allergies, some of them that go after parasites. So when you break down these differentials, it's kind of like looking at the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, you know, things like that, mm-hmm. where you go, hey, this one is super high. So what is the body trying to fight? Oh, it's trying to fight a bacteria. Okay, where is that bacteria where did it come from, how did we get it, and what's going on. So you can actually start kind of like working your way backwards to try to find out why somebody is sick. The other thing with blood work is you want to look at inflammation, because right. inflammation will kick most of our blood all day long. So we look at things like cholesterol as an inflammatory marker. CRP is a cardiovascular inflammatory marker. Homocysteine could be a neurological inflammatory marker. Things like ferritin, which is an iron marker, but it also can be an inflammatory marker. There are a bunch of inflammatory markers that when you run a full blood chemistry, you go, okay, you want to keep the inflammation down, and we want to keep the immune system healthy. And that's kind of how you get through some of these really tough times like this. And it's in what can I do? Those are things you can do, is you keep your inflammation down, you keep your immune system healthy.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So what are you seeing in your office today? I mean, you know, amid all this COVID stuff and just, you know, all the normal things that you normally see, are you seeing anything different with people and just their concern of, we've always heard of these, you know, the deaths with this, and they had underlying conditions. So are you seeing more people really showing a little bit more concern of, quote, underlying conditions?
I wish. Not as much as you would, which kind of is sad.
Yeah, definitely
people, I think there's people more worried about it instead of like that proactive mindset. Because I think it's good to be worried, but I think it's also good to be proactive. You know, it is, because I run to Costco, for instance, right? And, you know, and everybody did too back in the day. And I remember my wife and I were kind of laughing because there was so many of the carts, right, during kind of the lockdown. And, I mean, people had the big tubs of, like, cheese balls. And they had, you know, soda. And they had candy. And they had, and I'm like, are you kidding? Like, if you have something that can kick your butt, why would you go and just eat junk food? You know, and you've heard about, you know, everybody joking about like COVID-19, you know, like, oh, I gained the 19 pounds.
No kidding.
and yeah, you can get that from being locked down, but how many people have joked about not eating well? You know, they gained weight from being healthy. And I'm like, during a time like this, why would you eat unhealthy? That doesn't make sense. I actually thought people would start getting better because nobody was going out to eat as much, you know, but then people just started buying food and junk food. And I used to laugh how people are like, there's nothing to buy at the store. And I would go to the store and there's tons of vegetables. There was tons of fruit. There was like, you could buy organic chicken, organic bacon. You could buy like everything organic. You could buy everything gluten-free. You can buy almost all your vegetables and fruit, but everything else was gone, like all the unhealthy stuff. Like, I was like, this is crazy. So I kind of wish that during this time you would have seen more people like eating healthy and really taking care of themselves. But I think with the stress, and I think we're all guilty of this, we kind of stress eat.
No, and you're
nobody.
Yep.
We're all bad at it.
No, absolutely. Because like you say, I mean, sometimes you know you shouldn't eat that certain thing, and you know what it's going to make you feel like, and we still do. So the diet has to probably come back as the number one thing with our immune system.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you can control every day.
Right.
You know, you have a choice of putting that into your body or into your mouth, and so it's a conscious choice. And I understand it's hard during stress. I mean, again, I'm human like everybody else, so you know, I have my comfort foods and things I like. You know, but I also knew that, okay, this is probably not the time to do that. You know, I mean, and I was kind of, you know, my wife and I were laughing again. It's like with the liquor stores at one point, we're like 55% increase in profit sales. I mean, you know, it's like.
And everybody just ordering from their local restaurant and getting their liquor delivered to the house or picking up their order. Yeah.
I know. Like, that doesn't seem very healthy if the liquor stores have made money over fist during this time. And I know, again, it's stress. Right. But if you're already stressed and then you create inflammation in your body, that doesn't sound like the most, you know, advantageous thing to do if you don't want to get sick. So it's just, you know, it's a mindset, and it's a different way of thinking that I think is really hard for people to do. But I think that's why it's good to talk about this, because if people like sat down and said, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Why would I drink more and eat more like junk food while I'm under stress? it's not healthy for you, and I'm afraid of getting sick. Like, there's got to be a way of shifting our thinking in this country, and you don't really see that piece. So hopefully maybe people will after listening to the show.
Is there an age range that you start saying, hey, you know, once you hit 55 or 60 or 65, this is really when most, and we'll put that in quote, air quotes here, most people's immune system will start breaking down a little bit? Or is everybody just so individualized, you just never know?
You know, it seems like, so it's funny. So it seems like it's about the age of 40.
Yeah.
and you know, like I've now passed the 40 mark. But I remember being in practice, because I got in practice when I was 26. And I remember thinking, geez, it seems like ever since you hit 40. And I laugh because ever since I hit 40, I'm like, why is my joints ache? Why is my muscle ache?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Welcome to my world. Yeah.
I've been listening to them say for a number of years now. And the reason why that actually takes place is because of mitochondria. So by the time you hit about 40, 45, you've lost about half of your mitochondria. And the mitochondria are what keeps things going. It keeps your systems running and working the way they're supposed to. So when things don't work well, inflammation starts to kick in. And this is, you do kind of start to see a lot of these inflammatories like arthritises and joint pain and muscle pains and brain fog and depression. And some of these inflammatory things start to kind of kick in a little bit after 40. So, yeah. So I laugh because I remember going up the stairs and going, why is my knee making noises all of a sudden? This is crazy.
Yeah, I really know what you mean now, for sure. So what's best? Is it best just to, you know, for people to just say, hey, look, you know what? You don't want to, and we've talked about this before, as quickly as things can do in a downward spiral of health, if you ignore things and let things go, you can equally turn a lot of things around by just taking care of some things one step at a time, too. So is the best thing just to come in and do a consultation with you and just get that blood work just to get that good base level?
Yes, I think that'd be great. I think if people are like, okay, I need to make a change, I need to turn things around, because, I mean, ships don't turn around super fast, right? I mean, it takes a lot of time to turn a ship around. And so I think that's how we are sometimes, is you got this ship with momentum that's going one direction, and you got to make it go another direction. And I think that's where we come into play, is to help people say, okay, what is a plan to make the shift? You know, and it's another analogy. Apparently, I'm just going to use stories all day.
That's all right.
You know, you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And that's kind of how sometimes health is, you know, people think, oh, you're just going to come in here and you're going to revamp this and do this and flip this around. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you have to eat the elephant one bite at a time.
Yeah.
But if you, over the course of 4 months of, let's say, work on your health and you making some changes and some gradual changes and coaching, and, you know, and you go, holy cow, you know, I'm down 20 pounds, my energy's gone up, my mood feels better, I'm sleeping better. Oh my gosh, it makes life easier, and the compliance goes through the roof. I even saw a patient this morning that actually, we were working on him. I think it was like last year he came in for something, and I saw him today. I hadn't seen him in a while because he's doing really well. And I was like, you look amazing. And he goes, I'm still doing the stuff that you told me to. He goes, I got my blood sugar under control. I've lost a lot of weight. He goes, I'm moving. He's like dancing in the waiting room. And I was like, dude, you look so great. But that didn't come without a lot of work, mm-hmm. you know? So I think when you see people that show you the end result, they make it sound like it happened overnight, and rarely do these things happen overnight. It takes work. It takes energy and effort.
Absolutely. You know, this summer is going to be different for everyone, and it already has been. And like we talked about, the stress level, I mean, most of the time the summer is what everybody looks forward to, family vacations, getting out, going to sporting events, just going out to concerts, whatever the case may be. So I think not only do we need to look at this with ourselves as adults, but also in our kids, right, too, as far as their immune system?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's been hard. You know, I got two kids, and just, you know, watching the toll it takes is hard, you know, and I think making sure that they're eating healthy. You know, we were talking to somebody that we're in July, and their kid has still been in quarantine, so their parents haven't let their kid out of the house yet. Since March, and so they're So the one friend was talking to the other friend, and he's like, yeah, I just had Mountain Dew, and it's Mountain Dew and something else that he's eating like in quarantine. And I was like, that doesn't sound super awesome. You know, so it's basically junk food and soda. So, yeah, he's been playing video games in quarantine since March and drinking soda and junk food. So, I mean, I think with kids, we have to look at our kids, too, and know that we got to keep their immune system strong and healthy, and we got to keep their stress down as well.
Absolutely. Last 2 minutes here. Let's touch on the COVID thing a little bit here and kind of just what you're seeing in your office. I mean, have you seen people in your office that have actually had this or felt like they had it or had relatives that have had it?
I only know two patients that have had it.
Yeah.
And that's all I know. So I don't even know anybody personally that's had it. But the two patients, you know, I think it was great because they were already patients. Mm-hmm. So they contracted. So, you know, like, hey, do this. And, you know, they both recovered, which is really, really awesome to see for them and their families, you know. So, but it's definitely rough, you know. It's just kind of like walking through them with their journey and talking to them on the phone. And, you know, it kicks your butt, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, but also both patients had been working on taking care of themselves, which I think was helpful. But it's hard to say. Every story is so incredibly different at this point. But, yeah, we know a couple of people in the professional world, but nothing personally.
Yep, absolutely. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And their number is 303-781-5617. Again, 303-781-5617. So, Dr. Simon, let's just give an example. And like I say, I know you do several types of blood panels, and I normally don't like to get into price because it so differentiates with everyone. But just is there, quote, a normal blood panel if we can, you know, give a rough cost on them, what it would cost just to have someone come in? Because I'm just talking about people that, you know, you got to invest in yourself. You got to invest in your own health. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And, you know, Victoria and I are getting ready to do another panel with you here. And so, I mean, we're not talking about something that's going to cost them, you know, a ton of money, are we?
No. I mean, probably one of the more comprehensive panels that I have is about 2.5 pages of data is like $150.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I mean, and with the Nine Health Fair, which I know we kind of it came and gone, but usually in April, when the Nine Health Fair is doing their all their centers and things like that, that is so awesome because you can get a lot of blood work for what, $30-$40,
yep.
You know, whatever that is. And so, yeah, blood work is not, it's like the most inexpensive lab test you can do that provides you some of the most amount of information.
Yep, most revealing, and it'll help you out. So I tell you what, give Dr. Stedman a call, get you an appointment, take care of your immune system. We want everybody to be healthy, and I promise you, you will find great, great help at Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, thanks so much, sir, and I'll be in touch soon.
Got it.
All right, that's Dr. Shane Stedman, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.